Severson. On the eve of the Super Bowl, an update on who's trying to keep everybody safe. They include officers specializing in tracking and taking down drones, says ABC's Melissa Don in Las Vegas.
More than 30 federal, state, and local agencies involved in security preparations. The FAA imposing temporary restrictions on Las Vegas airspace.
Where more than a million people have fled to a city in Gaza on the border with Egypt is the next target of Israeli forces. ABC News asking Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to where can they evacuate.
The areas that we've cleared north of Rafah are plenty of areas there, but we're working out a detailed plan to do so.
Federal safety investigators are to look into a helicopter crash that killed six people overnight in Nipton, California, the Mojave Desert near the Nevada border. Also investigating the crash of a small plane on Interstate 75 near Naples, Florida, yesterday that killed the pilot and co-pilot. This is ABC News. A state-level impeachment effort over a social media post that falsely suggested that a female high school basketball player is transgender. Critics called the post by Utah school board member Natalie Klein a case of online bullying. Republican Utah House Speaker Mike Schultz says Klein can still avoid impeachment.
If I was in her shoes, I would strongly be considering resigning right now.
Klein issued an apology on Facebook and deleted the post. Costlier candy could be ahead because of this ingredient, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Satisfying your sweet tooth with some chocolate may leave you feeling a little sour when you pay. Global cocoa prices have nearly doubled with crops worldwide coming up short. Candy makers Hershey and Cadbury warn that higher prices could put a damper on demand.
Dozens of indigenous activists have traveled to Las Vegas to gather outside the Super Bowl and demand the Kansas City Chiefs change the team name and ditch its logo and game time rituals. Group's leader says there's pain rooted in her ancestors' oppression. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack.
I did not take the vow.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Yeah!
Essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That was Icicle from Last Crack's Uprising album released in 2019. The song before that really does not need an introduction, does it? My Burning Time. It's probably one of the most well-known Last Crack songs out there for sure. Essential Last Crack. What's your Essential Last Crack? Send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. And I promise you I'll get that double dip of Last Crack that is your Essential Last Crack every Saturday, 11 o'clock here during the Max Inc. Heavy. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. And by the Lazy Elf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at thelazyelflounge.com. I've got new music from Some of Souls, Revolution X, and Mickey Magnum. We'll hear all that right after New Abaddon's End. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Trust in me. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Let's go!
Against blade, burning the shadow. One less burst of rage. He cut his foot in half.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with Mickey Magnum and Avenging Spirit. Revolution X and their latest one, 12 Gauge Remedy and Abaddon's End, started that set off with Absence in Adolescence. Music on the way from Ash Aria. We'll do some Black Lady Jane and Droids Attack. Tomorrow on Civic Media is Badger Basketball. The men welcome Purdue, who's number two, Wisconsin number six. Badgers need to win this game after the loss to Nebraska. The best way to listen to the game is on the Civic Media app. Go to civicmedia.us or you can grab the app right now at maxincradio.com. On Wisconsin.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and the Shaw 101 FM presents the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series featuring Iron Plow. Iron
Snowplow with special guest Bony Fingers, Friday, February 16th at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge, 200 Madison Street in Waukesha. This is a free event. The Max Inc. Radio Concert Series with Ironplow and Bony Fingers, presented by Civic Media, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Sync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Black Lady Jane, and that was Hollow Root. Ash Aria before that with The Burning, Some of Souls in that set as well, with another siren song. And we started the set off with Left of Reason and Artificial. I'm GBK. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Really appreciate you. Tune in again next week, next Saturday at 10 p.m. to midnight for handcrafted hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. And maybe tune in even earlier. 6 o'clock is when we go live across the Civic Media Radio Network each week. Love to have you along with us. We'll get out of here with some Lords of the Trident in just a couple of minutes. But right now is the Mighty Droids Attack and Claw Hammer Suicide. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Yeah, when you wanna go see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage, www.maximum-ink.com.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. Senate remains in session this weekend as lawmakers debate a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine.